And we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline for a very special guest, Jimmy Hyams.
We do, and that is Tanya Edwards, and she is assistant coach for the Chicago Sky, which just won the WNBA title. She also was a star player at the University of Tennessee. Tanya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. So are you guys still partying up in Chicago? I know there was a heck of a parade yesterday.
Well, no, we've, kind of tailored it off a little bit. But everybody's, excited, of course. But it was a great parade, like you said, and it had a reception afterwards. So it was just just all-around fun time.
What was that parade like?
Well, it consisted of, some personalities, of course. Chance the Rapper is one of the big, one of our bigger supporters, and he's been in the whole way. So he hung out with us, as well as at the end of the parade, ended up getting a call from Obama.
Oh, really?
So it was a pretty nice day. And then, of course, the community itself came out and really supported us as, of course, we made our way to the amphitheater. So it was a good day. It was, like I said, it was a good day.
Was there a broken door by Diana Taurasi that made its way on the parade route?
That's what they said. I didn't even notice the door. I know someone had to take a picture and show me today, and I was like, "What?" I didn't even notice. They talked about it was up on the stage. I didn't see it. I was too busy looking at the entertainment, watching the girls, and the fans, of course, that had showed up to show their support. So I really didn't even pay attention to the door, but I hear it was there.
Tanya, it's one fantastic to have you join us. Thank you so much for that. It's great to catch up. And I'm just wondering, what was it like just to see this season unfold the way it did with so much coming together for the Sky to do something as a franchise it had never done before?
You know what? It really was a roller coaster. People say roller coaster all the time. It truly was a roller coaster of a season. We started off the season early. We jumped out 2-0, and then Candace went down. Candace had an ankle. So we ended up losing, our next seven. And the real sour part about that, all those games were at home. So we lost games that we should have won. We lost at home, and then Candace got back into the starting lineup, as well as Quigley, as you all may know, one of our shooters. She was bolted back because she had a hamstring injury, and once they, of course, was back into the lineup, we ended up winning seven games straight to kind of put us back in the hunt, and then we, hit another skid. So it really was an up and down season. And going into the playoffs, we were 2-4, I think, going in. So it could have went, a variety of different ways. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that happened, we ended up sitting down and having a meeting and just trying to hash out things. And that kind of went in our favor because, we ended up on the same page. And so we ended up winning the first game in the playoffs with Dallas. And then the second game beat Minnesota at their place, packed house. And that's one of the hardest places to play in the WNBA because those fans really do come out and support up there. And then, of course, the five-game series with Connecticut. Which was tough. We were able to knock off the number one seed, and then of course the finals. So with Phoenix, so we everybody know that story. So it really was a roller coaster season, and you always have to have great leadership along the way, and that's one thing that Candace supplied for us. It's always good to have someone who knows the rope, speak, and has been there. And she really just was I guess, the calm in the storm for us, especially going down the last 3 minutes of the game there. And when we were down and, you know, she was still poised. She was still poised. And our team really looked to her for, you know, for that leadership and that guidance. You know, I even go back to that after we had that 7-game skid. It's almost as if she just gives us that confidence on the court. And, you know, she doesn't even have to do much, as long as her presence is there. And, you know, the girls feed off of it. So that's just really a true testament to her and just her ability and what she has done over the years.
How was it you came to be a part of Coach Wade's staff?
Wow. He ended up calling me in the off season, of course, and we chatted for, you know, just a month or so, just going back and forth, getting me to know each other. And then, of course, he invited me to join the staff. So it really was just, you know, that process of just getting, you know, to know each other, I guess. And then he figured out I was a good fit for the organization. So that's kind of how that kind of, I guess, spilled over. And then I ended up back with Candace, because me and Candace was together out in L.A. When we won it in 2016.
I guess Tanya Edwards played for the Lady Vols from Flint, Michigan. Tanya, you were a part of the first national championship team at Tennessee under Pat Summitt in 87, also in 89. What led you to Tennessee from Flint, Michigan?
Oh, wow. You want me to go way back in my memory bank. you know what? I remember when I came for my official visit, I remember sitting down with the team. We were in a circle down in Stokely. And the girls on the team at the time, they just went around the circle and just told me what they liked, what they didn't like, you know, about being at UT and, you know, Pat, the whole nine. And I just felt that they were extremely honest, and just a warm group of young ladies. And I was like, okay. So I think at that point I was really sold, like this is the place for me. And then when I got there, you know, I was like, oh, what have I gotten myself into?
Now, why did you say that?
Sorry, when you say, because you have to know you're facing Pat Summitt every day. So, but no, it turned out to be, you know, a good thing. But, you know, she's tough, as everybody has, I guess, accounted to and witnessed. She was just a tough cookie. But I appreciate her being tough just because, you know, coming out of high school to the collegiate level, you know, it's a different tier. And you have to step your game up. You can't, you know, still do the same things you did at the high school and expect to be successful. So I learned that you have to play hard, just play hard all the time to get what you want. And it doesn't matter, you know, your talent level because everybody's talented. The question is, are you willing to work hard all the time to be the best?
Years ago,
that was one thing I got there. Go ahead.
Years ago, I asked Pat Summitt, who's the best point guard you ever coach? And she said, Tanya Edwards. Did you know if she was that fond of you?
No, I did not.
Well, she wasn't going to tell you, was she?
No. No. She definitely wouldn't tell you. That was something that was hidden.
Did you get into coaching because of her?
You know, when I came out of Tennessee, I was like, I would never coach. That was like the furthest thing from my mind at the time. I was like, coaching? No. And it's funny because then I an opportunity came available, like maybe a couple years later, at my alma mater, my high school alma mater, and I ended up taking a position there, and just fell in love with it. Just coaching, being able to give back and help other young ladies reach their goals. So at the time, no, I had no ambition whatsoever to coach. I was like, I'm going to be an athletic director, and that was it. And so, but I'm glad I did, because I wouldn't trade the memories for anything.
Tanya, what does it mean to you to, I mean, anything that's come Candace's way, she always takes time to say, this is for Pat, or this wouldn't have been possible for me without Pat. What's it like to see somebody share what you have just shared, and that is the impact that Pat Summitt made on her, and she's had a chance to share that a lot with all that she's done.
She is, and Candace is a true role model. And I tell her all the time, even when she was, this past season, I was like, Pat would be extremely proud of you, and, just everything you accomplished, and just by what she's doing for the game of basketball. And I think that's what Pat really wanted from all of us, was really to continue to lay the foundation to promote the women's game of basketball, and do it to the best of our ability. And I think she probably is looking down and smiling, because she has a lot of pupils out there who's continuing to just follow in her footsteps. For what, what she did for the women's game, over decades. And, people still, you can go in locker rooms now, and, the number of coaches that Pat impacted over the years, there was always one of the slogans in the locker room was, play hard, play smart, play together. And you see that in other locker rooms just across the country. And I know where it came from. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. And it was a tense, even this year, I was looking at our young ladies, and I'm looking like, okay, are we playing hard? Are we playing smart? Are we playing together? And, just all those things just come back. Mm-hmm. And so, it's great to see, Candace continue to push, make sure Pat's name stays in the forefront, because she was definitely a trailblazer for the women's game, if not the trailblazer.
It certainly seems like a Hollywood ending with Candace returning home to near Chicago and then leading the Sky to the WNBA championship. But then you also see other huge spotlights that have landed on her. She gets the cover of a video game, which was momentous. Yeah. And then you have a TV spot for Adidas that is airing, where you have people like Patrick Mahomes that are just giving these little nuggets as to who is this player. And at the end, it's Candace Parker. What's it like to see her get this kind of attention for all that she has done?
It is. It is remarkable. And it is really just a tribute to her and what she's done for the women's game, because she is a pillar that young ladies look up to, young girls will continue to look up to, and she's done things the right way. So it's good to see all of these accolades and different organizations and companies just rally around her, because she has been able to do things the right way. And I look for her to continue to do that.
Tanya Edwards, she was a national champion at Tennessee in 1987 and 89, a WNBA title with the Sparks in 2016, and then with the Chicago Sky in 2021. Tanya, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on another title.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate
and go
you.
Go, Lady Bob.
All right. Thank you very much, Tanya. Tanya Edwards.
All right. Yeah, guys, take care.
You too. Tanya Edwards joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.